Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Lee, something so good, it gives me chills, happened in Florida. And it was an insane news cycle last 24 hours, and I'm afraid it's going to get buried. Because the answer is down in Florida. We've been following this since February, when Ron DeSantis did an amazing thing, a brilliant thing, in partnership with Donald Trump. They deputized every state law enforcement officer in the state of Florida, from Fish and Wildlife to Highway Patrol, as federal immigration officers. And then the left had spent decades suing to make sure that no cop that picked up an illegal immigrant could enforce federal immigration law, could have him deported, could deport him himself, could do any of those things. The argument was, well, the cop doesn't have jurisdiction. Well, why didn't we ever think of this before? Let's just get jurisdiction. So Trump made them all deportation officers. At any moment, I'm sure a federal judicial dictator, some people call them judges, liberal judges will be along to say you can't do it. They'll just make it up. And it'll be one of those half a page rulings, you know, double spaced, with those reports you used to turn in at the last minute in high school, but then you didn't get it. You got a bad grade like that. Okay. They had a huge press conference on this yesterday. In a week, with a small managing crew of Department of Homeland Security federal officials managing Florida law enforcement officers, they picked up 1,100 illegal immigrants with criminal records, terrorists, rapists, murderers in their own country or in this one, one internationally wanted Russian criminal who was on the Interpol most wanted list, and 1,100 total. They all had deportation orders already from a judge. They're just running around. We explained why in the beginning of the week, because when judges were giving out deportation orders, Joe Biden made the deportation officers sit at their desks. They were not allowed to go out and deport these people. Instead, they were processing the paperwork for new illegal immigrants that Joe had illegally let into the country. So Ron DeSantis, proudly, and he should be proud, announces this yesterday. We got 1,100 in a week using almost all state law enforcement labor. And then he asked the Trump administration, let me set precedent for all these other governors, the 26 other Republican governors in this country. He said, I can get 10,000 beds. He said, almost instantly, because they're used to dealing with natural disasters. Let me move them out of the country. I got the flights ready to go.
And we will go in. We won't even need DHS to necessarily be there. We will go in. We'll find there. We have tens of thousands of illegals in Florida that are already on deportation orders. So you hear all this about due process. They've already been processed and have been ordered to be removed. We can go in and get those. So I think what we can do is provide more manpower, more space, and then we even have the ability to process.
Now, listen to what he wants. He said, look, we have in Florida, we've got National and State Guard. deputize them as immigration judges. He said, we got a ton of lawyers in there, deputize them, all of them, immigration judges. You know, Trump can do that.
To different types of hospital. We have both a National Guard and a State Guard who are used to responding to different types of contingencies. We're ready, willing, and able to take it to the next level. We have submitted plans to DHS to say, if this is approved, we will go off to the races and we will be able to do really from soup to nuts, from apprehension to detention, even putting some of our people in the National Guard in line to be serve as immigration judges to process this, we can do it. And I'd also say, you hear a lot about due process. We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens in Florida at a minimum that have already been issued final orders of removal. And there's hundreds of thousands of them throughout the United States of America. So they've had a lot of process. They've been ordered to be removed.
There's 900,000. Because Joe didn't deport him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep.
And then if a Republican does something, they'll sue him to stop him from doing anything.
Exactly. So we already have Florida doing something no other governor, including our own, is doing, which is they just got 1,100 in a single week showing what could be done. They're getting them off the streets. They're removing them. Now DeSantis is saying, let me go further. I won't even need the federal government. Deputize everybody and let's roll. He said, I could do 10,000 10,000 beds, and I already got the planes ready to fly to El Salvador, wherever you want me to take them. He's like, I'll follow your directions. I'm going to do what you say, obviously. Deputize us all. Let's go. And the point of that press conference yesterday, we've been talking about this for a week, but the point of that press conference yesterday was to say also, and God bless him for saying this, every Republican governor in the nation, he said yesterday, should be doing this.
No, every governor should be doing it.
Well, Democrats aren't.
But they're
really
not going
Americans,
to.
So, I mean, I'm just talking about American governors.
Okay.
But they don't act like Americans. They want to be invaded. They want to break the law. This is who they are. I mean, what a contrast, Lee, yesterday. But between that, from Ron DeSantis, right, a nationally known Republican, to be sure, and Ilhan Omar, who's asked about, the trips to El Salvador on behalf
of the photo op.
What?
The photo op.
The photo op, yeah. On behalf of St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. And here's her answer. Let's just contrast her and Ron DeSantis, shall we?
Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Abednego Garcia?
I think you should off.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what, Congresswoman? Who should?
You.
Why me?
We're not taking any questions right now, but here you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's your Democrat decorum.
Yeah, there's your Democrat party right there.
Well, there's your Socialist party.
Yes. And they did. Yesterday,
Socialist
they openly celebrated May Day. They're not even hiding it anymore. That is the World Socialist Party's holiday. That's where that comes from. They're not hiding it. They are authoritarians, and they are socialist, and they celebrated yesterday with May Day celebrations all over the country. These are people who won't be seen with the U.S. flag. They're celebrating May Day. This is where we're going. You know what? I love it. It's okay. Don't let it make you mad. They're telling us for the first time who they are. I prayed for years. Just let everyone see them for who they are and how dangerous they are. And they are showing us we don't even have to do it. We just have to roll tape. But getting back to DeSantis, yesterday I was so proud of all of you. You would not believe the hundreds of people who texted Gov to the text line. Text Gov, if you haven't done it yet, text Gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. Just G-O-V. We'll give you a link with the contact information for Henry McDisaster. That's what we're going to call until he gets it right here. Does what Ron DeSantis has done already. I want to see our highway patrol deputized. This is not hard. Ron DeSantis already did a call down to Florida governor. If you want to know how, he'll tell you, I'm sure. And I want to see them deputized. I want every law enforcement officer in this state deputized. And I want to see him doing what Ron DeSantis is doing. Because you know what we got to prom now, Lee? These illegals are going to run. They're going to run from Florida, especially the ones with the criminal records. And where do you think they're going?
They're headed north up 95.
El Norte.
Yes.
They're coming here to drive drunk, rob you blind, and do what they do. And I will be damned if I'm going to sit by and let our governor pretend he can't do this. Governor, half the state listens to this station. You cannot hide, honey. Here's the thing I want to offer you, though, Governor, seriously. And I never do this. But for you, I will make an exception. If you do this, if you follow the Ron DeSantis model, you deputize our highway patrol, our state law enforcement, you can encourage all of these police and sheriff's departments to do it too. You do what Ron DeSantis did. You can come on this show and I will give you a no shot interview. In other words, I will praise you. I will tell the world how wonderful you are. We'll bury the hatchet on everything else. You can take a victory lap. And you know what, Governor? Right now you have no legacy because all you've done is play golf. You're a loser. But you can change that. I can help you change that. We can help you change that here at the station. We'll bury the hatchet. You can come on and do a victory lap. And guess what? You'll have a legacy because you got nothing right now. You've done nothing. Well, except try to take out the state treasurer for being conservative. But that didn't work out so well, did it? Anyway, so yeah, you can have a legacy. We will praise you. You will be remembered with love and joy here on the Terrace Show. I never make this offer to anybody. But I'm making it to you right now. You come on the show, no negative questions. All you got to do is deport people who are killing South Carolinians. It's not hard. It's a win-win for everybody. Now, you will have to put the golf clubs down for a few weeks. I know that'll hurt, but you'll get past it. You will. Text keyword gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. Call them up. Call them up. Right now, we've already filled up their voicemail this morning. Call him up after 9 when they open. Tell him what you want the governor to do. You want him to do the DeSantis plan. You want the DeSantis plan. You want him to deputize Highway Patrol. If they tell you they don't know what you're talking about, they are lying. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And say you want it now, or you can email him. So either wait till after 9 to call or email. Be nice. That's who we are. Let him know we're watching.